Hello, dear friends. What a joy it is to be here together. Hello, Yosef.
Hello, friends, greatest of the generation. What a lesson we had today. We'll enter a very special lesson now. Tell us, Zohar, what are we going to do here?
Well, about this topic of faith above reason, Rav told us we can go all the way to Ein Sof with this. And he's giving us additional forms for the work, additional closeness, a feeling that following the morning lesson when we had such an amazing workshop, we felt that we need to delve deeper into it and to take additional stages in it, to open up Rav's words and really discuss it between us and see what else we can extract from this connection between us. We have friends who are joining the galaxy now. So let's see what new name we will find for galaxy in the integration between us. And, you know, what's the most suitable name for us in this topic? And we have the friends who are all in the, all the different rooms, this system of connection between us. And let's integrate with one another. So please get into bb.kli.1 so you can see where there are friends and join a room there where there are friends who are speaking the same language as you, so that we can have a workshop and connect with one another and have kind of a really strong, true workshop, a deep one. We'll take Rav's excerpts, we will read quotes, and we will ask workshop questions. We will connect, we will rejoice, prepare for the Shabbat. That's our plan for today.
Yep. We felt that the lesson was so special, that Rav was working with us so closely to the feelings that are awakening in our will to receive, and we're using the right scrutinies to get to the connection between us. That's why we would like to enter into this inner dimension. On one hand, we want to leave the control of the will to receive and work in our faith above reason and enter our real work. Excerpt number one. Zohar, you will check what will be our focus group.
I think Tel Aviv 1 will be our focus group. So let's decide it's going to be Tel Aviv 1. You'll be our first focus group. And let's hear Rav's excerpt from the morning lesson.
Excerpt number 1 from Rav. In regards to our work, each one has work that we need to exert to exchange our personal qualities, our individualism, to what's with the group. We need to depict the group, the spirit of the group, the characteristics of the group, the general feeling with the group, the general thoughts of the group, and simply try as much as possible throughout the day to exchange my feelings, my reason, my understanding to the tens, and try to be in that spirit of the ten, and try and see all the time that it's outside of me. And I need to be included with them. And in that inclusion with the ten is our transition towards Gmar Tikkun, the end of correction. Person needs to see that this general inclusion with the ten is Gmar Tikkun.
Friends, let us truly have an exercise. Let's all enter into workshop, and between us in the ten, let's scrutinize, what is this character of the ten? How do I adapt myself to this character? How do I get into it? How do I dilute my ego and get in there as a component and I adhere to the ten? How do we reach a state where, well, for the time being, we're doing it with faith above reason, but then we will discover gradually in the ten that it is on a lot higher degree, and I need to take steps that will bring me closer to faith above reason in actuality. So the question is, how do I enter this character of the ten? How do I dilute myself? How do I disappear there as a component that is truly adhered to the ten? So again, how do I enter into the character of the ten? How do I dilute myself there and truly disappear there as a component that is in adhesion with the ten? Tel Aviv 1, go ahead, please.
What comes to me is to do opposite to what I feel.
It's a beautiful question. How do I dilute myself and disappear there? Wow. I think that we simply need to do it. Meaning, it starts with an element, as we know. And an element of my knowledge, of my emotion, of all of my things, because my nature is like a sponge. I just absorb all the time. And that's the opposite of the spiritual movement. So first of all, I stop that. I see that I have friends here. Kabbalists tell me that I need to believe that they are in the quality of bestowal and love. We're in the end of correction. This is the reality that exists. We simply try to see this reality that exists already, to get in there and resemble it as much as possible with our qualities. This is the place. This is the ten, the place of work in practice. So I'm not making up something. I'm just trying to discover this connection between us and get into it. It's not just words. And this is what we're talking about right now. These things, these are actions. It's work. It's not just theory. That's how it's done. We try to see the corrected state with full force. How would I behave if I was there, to aspire there, to try to achieve this state that necessarily exists already? Eyal, please.
Other than understanding the importance of you, that I am awakening the friends to their uniqueness, to feel these unique qualities that I don't have, that every action that he does, every word that he says or doesn't say, it doesn't matter. Anything that comes from him is a quality that's not in me. And these are qualities of bestowal. And I am trying to work with this. That's the importance. And I'm trying to be outside of myself. Omel.
I don't know anything. I just know that whatever the Creator gives me, I want to pass it on to you. Whatever is mine is yours. Whatever is yours is mine. L'chaim, please continue. Offer, please.
Offer, continue. I don't know. There's not much more than the friends. When I need to say something for myself, I understand that there's nothing there. It's just I'm trying to put together a few words, and I understand that it just comes from my inclusion with you. There's nothing else that I can say, that I can develop, that I can do. Uriel.
We knock on whatever you guys said one by one. That same point, we knock at it more and more and more until we fill the cup. What else do we have besides connection and to pray from the center of the ten to reach equivalence of form with the Creator?
I am melting with the parts of me. That needs to be clear. We need to remind it and raise the importance of this. I'm not just diluting myself, melting with all of these other people. These are parts of my soul. And if I see it this way, then it's a lot easier to connect and be together with them and be in this unity. I need to repeat this. We need to repeat this and really feel this is real, that we are part of one. Like this body that we were reading about from Bala Sulam. We are like organs of the body. We are like hands and feet and the brain. We are parts of one. And we shouldn't feel ourselves that these are just different parts. These are different things. And I don't need to feel part of their desires, and I need to feel. We are in this together. We need to feel that this is mutual. This is shared.
Stas, can you speak?
Yeah?
Yes, the character of the 10, I think that's the quality of bestowal. It is something that is corrected. It's the end of correction. And all that remains is for me to do whatever is necessary, all the things you said, and to simply be above, in faith, above reason. And then I'm there together with you. Ofer.
אל תמשיך.
גם צריך לזכור שבסופו של דבר
כל אנחנו need to remember that anything that's outside of us is the creator. And we need to be focused on him, that the qualities of connection are for him. It's all for him. We want to connect with him and to unite with him. And he is drawing us to this degree that's outside of us, to be outside of me, the individual, and to be in connection. But not just any connection, a connection that he's showing us. And we need to remind each other about none else besides him. And that's why we're doing all of this. Why are we making these efforts? And then we want to get to this unity.
Yes, friends. Well, it's exactly, you hear the friends, and really it's our dear Tel Aviv group. How many efforts they're investing in this common annulment. It really warms your heart to feel the exertion of all of the friends. And we are continuing to dive deeper in and to truly scrutinize how do we get this atmosphere that is the 10 out of this common effort to connect together, the result of this heartfelt connection between us, which is really our next degree. And this next degree is called, as we know, with respect to faith above reason. That is, if I accept whatever is in the group, and I want to be in it in heart and soul, which means that in our mind and in our heart we will be there, then I see before me in practice, I don't see it, but that's the spirit in the group. It's the connection between them, the relations between them, and it seems to me as higher than myself. So by this, I see before me in a live way, I see that degree of faith above reason, to which I can reach. This is what Rav is telling us. So how do we build it? How do I practically do it so that I always have before me a way to integrate in the group more and more? If I would be more correctly organized, more ready, or stronger, I would see in the group the end of correction. Friends, this is where we're heading. This is where Rav is aiming us. And throughout these 125 degrees, we just have to stay with him. That's all that all is revealed in the relations between us. So we lack nothing besides to belong to the group more and more. And then in these relations between us, I open up the worlds, the Olamot. These are the worlds that the Creator, that Rav is talking to us about all the time. And the Creator is hidden and everything, it's all revealed there. So let's describe now, how do I depict in the connections between us the entire spiritual system until we reach a state where everyone is in one man, in one heart. Truly so. This is the end of correction. So come on, let's do it. And the group that will now serve as the focus group now are the friends from Novosibirsk. So, davai, friends.
Максим, начинай. Хотим пока вот так вопрос, как я представляю связи между нами.
How do I depict these internal efforts? Speak. тифке.
Как я представляю внутри связи между нами всю духовную систему до состояния один человек с одним сердцем?
How do I imagine in the relations between us the whole spiritual system until everyone is as one man in one heart, which is Malach Tikkun? The end of correction.
We're waiting for the focus group to speak.
Chaverim shomim, Novosibirsk.
Novosibirsk, do you hear us? We can't hear you.
Давайте, наверное, продолжу. У Виктора что-то с микрофоном. Да, вот именно эта идея о том, что...
Well, I guess something happened to Victor and his microphone. But yes, this idea that love covers all crimes.
Все направлены на достижение одной единственной цели.
All of these opposites, all of these different kinds, it is all directing us towards a single goal. And this is why we also have equality here in such a way that each one, everyone is equal in this system, and each one is doing his function. And there is a necessity for each and every part in the system and to have concern for each part in the system.
Yeah, each friend has this quality of 10 sefirot. And we just need to feel this state that we complete each other mutually and we feel each other as one man with one heart. It all exists and we just need to annul in order to feel the system.
Yes, and this connection becomes revealed when we yearn for connection and we become similar to the Creator Himself. He is actually this connection that we build. And this feeling of one man, it occurs when each one, instead of feeling his own heart, he feels not even the hearts of the friends, but the one heart of all of the friends.
Да, получается, что вот эти вот все противоречия, абсолютно все, что Творец создал, они
turns out that all of this opposition to the Creator created exists at the same time, just so we will cover it with love. Otherwise, the differences will be too great. But we covenant with love, and that gives room for everything.
То, когда сначала я пытаюсь каждого товарища как бы почувствовать, войти в это состояние, привлечь,
indeed,
он начинает раскачиваться.
This is a situation where at first I try to feel each and every friend and kind of delve into this state when the group starts coming together and uniting. And in the end, you reach such a state where you see all the friends as corrected. They are all in one heart, and you were lacking only one thing. Turn into the Creator. And this is the thing that in the beginning you didn't feel. This is what you had to do from the beginning. And this is what the Creator is bringing you to. And this joy, when you start to feel this collective state, this collective form that has transformed from something that is broken to something that is interconnected, whole, integral.
Но насколько я понимаю, мы ее представляем так, что мы ее сами создаем. У нас есть принципы.
As much as I understand, we are building the system ourselves. We have the sources that the Kabbalists have given us. We have the principles of the work. And we have the principles of how to build a society, the 10, and according to these principles, according to annulment, connection, whatever the Kabbalists write for us, this is how we build a system, like engineers.
постепенно становясь.
We are bringing it from our heart, layer after layer. We are taking off the ego, and we are becoming part of the spiritual clay.
Okay, friends, what huge friends we have, what greatness the friends in Novosibirsk. It was truly in hearing a spiritual kli, the connection that is happening. It's not just words, it's not it's really hearts coming together. And we already want to prepare PT14. They would be our next focus group. And we are going to go directly to Rav's quote from the morning lesson. And it goes like this, Rav's quote number 2. If we concentrate, focus everything that we have before us to do, really, it's each time, every moment, to try to integrate correctly inside of the 10. To depict what the 10 is, according to the thought and according to the general collective desire, that this is how I imagine that it is happening. It's worthwhile to speak about it with the friends and to integrate in it, to put it before me. And if I'm included in the 10, in spite of, in opposition to what I am, it is considered that I have taken a step forward toward faith above reason. The 10 is the degree of faith above reason with respect to the egoistic, to the ego, and this is how I do it. So, friends, let's do an exercise, and let's imagine to ourselves what the 10 truly is on the degree of faith above reason. Let's describe it to one another. What is this thing? How do we see such a state where the 10 is truly this degree of this pinnacle of faith above reason? PT14, we're yearning to hear you.
What's a 10 in faith above reason? It's not galaxy. Galaxy is some empty space.
Just 10.
It's just 10. It's all of our reality. It includes everything. It's all within the 10. We should yearn to feel this structure as a yearning for the creation.
Ronnie Perry.
I still don't understand what is happening here. I just got in. Please skip over me and I'll join you later on. Shlomi Cohen, my beloved brother, I'll be happy to hear you.
To continue, Avi, it's to be as one. That we live for one purpose, for the Creator, for this one feeling. We want to be in the center of the 10. And it's good that we feel ourselves as this integral part that's connected with others, that we want to see others as great. This is what we're working towards. This is what we want. To be this feeling of like the Creator, equivalence to the Creator. Sasha.
Yes, hello to all of the friends. Can you hear me? Yeah? Okay, great. So, to see the friends as great is indeed to simply focus on this point of a godly part from above. It's not a big point. It belongs to the Creator. Somewhere up there in the clouds. The thing is that do I look at this, or do I look at the 99% of what we call the heart, or at the point in the heart? And the point in the heart, if we connect with those, then I see my 10 at the end of correction because there's nothing else to correct. The correction is just about preferring, giving importance to the point in the heart as much as possible, and through it we do all of the work, through this point. As it says, give me an opening the size of the tip of the needle, and through it we can go really far. Shamir.
Exactly what the friend said. And faith above reason is through how we can give the friends faith above reason. How much we can give the greatness of the Creator, greatness of the friends all the time. And through this, I connect to the friends above reason. As much as I care for the friends, that they care for me. And we go above reason to care for each other.
Shai?
Shai.
To imagine to ourselves what the 10 truly is on the level of faith above reason. This is the whole of the all of the work. This exercise is all of the work because we can never see the 10 in its corrected form, but through imagination, through as if we can understand how far we are, how close we are. We ask, we pray, we try to connect. In truth, the 10 is entirely corrected. It's me who is seeing corruptions because it's inside of me. So ask for forces from the Creator for me to correct the corruptions that He created within us. Who wants to talk now? Bernie.
Faith above reason is when we have this force operating in the world and I can feel it through the 10. Because the 10 is above reason. They are connected to that upper source, of endless information. I just need to be included with the 10. And that's a 10 in faith above reason. Who hasn't spoken yet? I wasn't really here. David?
Daniel,
whoever hasn't spoken yet.
I spoke before, but I'll speak again. All of our work is indeed to act, play this state called faith above reason, and we can do it only if we work with one another and we acquire this common reason. If not, I mean, my egoistic view, the reason that I think is correct. So if we speak about it, if we do it, if we do actions around it, if we perform exercises like we're doing now, then we begin to build the reason of the 10, a reason that is aspiring, working to live a life of bestowal where the Creator is. And besides this, we lack nothing. So let's continue and let's be in gratitude for it. Shapira.
We have faith and faith above reason. We know what's the 10, where everyone cares for each other, that we are really afraid of harming each other. But what Rabbi writes about in a 10, we know what it is, but we're not doing it yet. That's why we're not feeling it yet. That's why we feel this resistance. That's why we feel these unpleasant feelings. So it's the art of turning what needs to be into our feelings so we can really feel it, so we can really carry out, implement what Rabash is writing about. So we'll feel these two worlds. So we can really feel these two worlds. The one that's imaginary and the one that will start to feel as real right now. Who hasn't spoken yet? Roman?
How do I imagine the 10 to myself? Corrected 10. So, if I see this 10 that I now joined, and instead of each one of you, I see the Creator who is there and talking, is clothed in the body of each one of you, and I feel myself as the worst one, the smallest one. I'm truly zero, nothing. And I want to be here for each one of you, to help you to learn from each one of you. That is the tent for me.
Yeah, when I joined the 10, there is greater force than me. I'm small compared to them. I need to see them as right. And we each need to do that so that we can really be in faith above reason. Gelshon.
David Litvinov, go ahead. Above my reason means to be with the friends and to do things that I don't have in my emotion and in my intellect, things that Rabash writes about. And when a person does that, he discovers that everyone is already working in faith above reason. The friends are truly doing it, not as if they truly are great. And they have a very sublime goal for which we've all gathered here in order to reach it. I don't want to say to attain, because to attain sounds too egoistic, but we want to reach it. And that's it. And everyone is working with their full force in order to advance the 10. And it then becomes the center of everything, not me, not any one of us separately. And there the Creator dwells. Yitzchak.
I was in a store and I saw Lior Gur and my heart just exploded.
Hang
on. This is about how each friend in our tens, in each and every ten, it can be Lior Gur's ten, it can be all these different ways, how we all have this faith that's different. We don't need to depict any of this. We all have it in front of us. We just need to be included in it. Shai.
Ronnie, go ahead. You didn't speak yet. Well, friends, listen, we really would like to sit on the side and hear the friends, but because we truly feel all the friends with such devotion, each one of them is like a vase that doesn't break. Each one of them is trying to make sure that the kli, the vessel, doesn't break and that the friends will all be above reason. It's truly inspiring, this itkalelut, this integration. Everyone is dissolving there. And you can truly feel how the heart wants to be a single heart. Each one is praying for the other. It is truly exciting, right, Zohar?
Yeah, I saw the pixels on galaxy turning to one picture. We're all connected. We're all feeling this one heart. Here it is. This picture that Rav was talking about in the lesson. We see it all together. And at the center of it, the heart of it, we see Moscow 3, who will be our next focus group. We can see how they are guiding us to the next stage.
Yes, Moscow 3, so get ready. So just realize there's a demand from the friends that they want to go up to the, you know, and be on broadcast. So there's this competition between all the groups. They all want to bestow. All right, so let's hear Rav's quote number 3 from the morning lesson today. Spirituality is revealed when we are together. What does it mean to be together? Each one remains inside of himself, and yet we're together. How do we arrange such a connection? Please. According to the intensity of this connection, right, we will discover our spiritual state in all the different states, in all of the degrees, even though there would be between us resistance and conflicts and collisions. Such things will be revealed that we want to kill one another, like Rav Shpiza students. So, let's now integrate in this following question. How do we come from corporeal integration in conversations, in the study, in talking, in all kinds of contacts between us? How do we come to a more internal, hearty contact so that the integration between us will be a spiritual one? Again, how do we come from corporeal integration in our conversations, study, talking, through all kinds, from all kinds of contacts between us into a more internally heartfelt contact between us, so that the integration between us is a spiritual one? Moscow 3, go ahead, please. They're asking us to repeat Rav's words again, so we'll read it again. Guys, we're reading quote number 3. So, spirituality is revealed when we are together. What does it mean to be together? Each one remains inside of himself, and yet we're together. How do we arrange such a connection? Please. So, according to the intensity of this connection, right, we will discover our spiritual state in all the different states, on all of the degrees, even though we would have between us opposition and conflicts and clashes, such things will be revealed where we want to kill one another, like the students of Rashbi. So, the workshop question again. How do we come from corporeal integration between us in conversation, study, talking, all kinds of contacts between us into a more internal and heartfelt contact between us so that our integration is a spiritual one?
Serega. Сергей Новиков, значит, начнешь и передавай дальше.
Ну, мы сегодня уже вопросы обсуждали на встрече десятки, 12 часов.
We discussed this question today in our meeting in the 10.
Я сегодня Шац, Андрей Юрьевич Кагабай.
Together with that, that I'm Schatz and that Andre is Degabai, we prepared this meeting and we spoke about this. And spoke about how important it is, essential it is that we will all have this desire. That we all more and more will be in these thoughts for the friends, in the thoughts for the friends, in the thoughts for our connection, that we are yearning and we are exerting in the connection. And when we invest these efforts, that we can overcome the evil inclination and get closer to these points in the heart, and we'll have the reforming light that will build the connection between us.
Единственное то, что мы можем, это объединиться согласно одной единой цели, постичь и раскрыть.
The only thing that we can do is to connect together with a single purpose, which is to discover the Creator. And according to our efforts with respect to that, progress is of each one of us occurs towards the revelation of the Creator. So the only thing that can help us to attain the Creator is the correction of our ego. And this is something that is very difficult, and not everyone can do it. None of us can do it. But it's necessary to invest efforts in order for the Creator to help us and to bring us to that place that we want to reach. So, I'm wishing everyone success on the in this complicated and exhausting path.
Руководитель вышел с офиса как раз. Ну вот, Творец, он же не может не ответить на наши просьбы.
I can speak just now because my manager left the office. The Creator doesn't allow us to answer all these questions, but when we ask together correctly, sorry, there's no sound.
Так, ну, в общем, если мы просим правильно, не ради себя, а ради товарищей.
Yeah, so if we ask correctly, not for myself, but for the friend, to do contentment for the Creator, and we rise above all these desires for ourselves, and we really focus on this mutual desire together, then the Creator can't deny us. He'll have to answer. And when does it happen? Specifically now, in this lesson, in this workshop. And passing on to Altium.
I heard a few times already that we need to see the friends with spiritual qualities, and we have to acquire it from the friends. And I was thinking, what are these spiritual qualities? And I realized that simply it's every yearning of the friend towards the Creator. How does the friend relate to the Creator, and how does the Creator relate to him, and what kind of connection do they have? And I need to see it more and more. And if it doesn't work out, then I need to ask. That's even better, if I can turn and ask of the Creator to help me to see the greatness of the friends. Yeah. Each moment in every meeting, we have to keep that. But without meetings, it's more challenging. Seemingly, you're by yourself physically, and you still need to be connected to them with concern, not to detach from it. Well, I guess our mutual efforts, these mutual requests, they give us forces that hold us so that we do not disconnect. And if we do disconnect, so it won't be for a long time.
Конечно, внутренний контакт, сердечный, да, вот, наверное, без материальных действий тоже, ну, нашим.
This contact that's heartfelt, that doesn't have the corporeal, physical contact, it's hard to imagine. Like we discussed in our 10, about the connection a child has with a mother, that they live with her, they contact once a month afterwards. I mean, they have this connection with their mother, and this comes from the efforts, the love that she invested. So it's the same with the 10. What you invest in the 10, even physically, you might not need to meet physically later, that we'll have this connection. And how can we run away from this? This physical connection is felt as part of the efforts. Like our Rav Michael Lightman says, that we take this metal and we work with it more and more, and we get different things out of it. So we just keep these efforts going.
Moscow, I guess there was a break there, so that must be an opportunity to move ahead. Indeed, huge friends.
So I just want to say, great friends, and here they're already threatening me that if we don't give the friends an opportunity from PT18 to bestow, then we're done. So PT18, prepare, it's your turn. We're expecting to feel this strength. Continue, Zohar.
I felt Rachamim is kind of looking at me like saying, it better happen, right? So the heart is now afraid of not letting these great friends open up their hearts. That's beautiful. I was very happy to hear the friends in Moscow, because how do you know that we have great friends? When Rav is giving us an advice and he says, you know, take the morning lesson, discuss it, you know, work with it. They've already done it before Rav said it. They've already been doing it for a while now, and they came ready. So let's now move to Rav's words from quote number 4 from the morning lesson. Today, Rav said the following words. When we feel ourselves as very close, and later on we try to make it so that we won't just feel that we're close to one another, but rather that we are together with one in one heart. That is the purpose of the connection. One heart. Do we nevertheless remain with this, in this, with an individual feeling, both an individual feeling, but also in connection, until we pass it from below upward, what we mean into action, another part and another part from the heart of each one towards the general action. This is how we build our collective partsuf. Each one remains outside of the partsuf, and each one tries as much as possible to bring a part of his heart into the partsuf. His heart means his desire. This way we all integrate and rise accordingly. Let's read that again. When we feel ourselves as very close, and later on we try to make it so that we won't just feel that we're close to one another, but that we are actually together in one heart. That is the goal of our connection, one heart. Do we still remain with an individual feeling? So individual feeling, but also connection, until we pass from below upward to action, another part from the heart, the part of each one, to the general collective action. This is how we build our collective partsuf. Each one remains outside of the partsuf, and each one tries as much as possible to bring a part of his heart into the partsuf. His heart means his desire. That way, we are all integrated, and we ascend accordingly. So, the workshop question that we would like our great friends from PT 18, and we see that they received some reinforcement from other friends who joined them. So the question is, the integration between the friends is the Kli, and the revelation inside of them is the light, the Creator. So let's talk about it between us. How can we feel the common heart and be included in it, integrate with it? Again, the hitkalelut, the integration between the friends, is the Kli, and the revelation, what is revealed inside of them, is the light, the Creator. So let's discuss between us, how can we feel our common heart and be included in it, integrate in it. Let's go, friends.
I will continue. I'll start. This inclusion is the Kli, and the light is the light. When we connect in the center of the ten, we reveal the Creator there, because that's where the divinity is found. That's where we find this force of nature, the force of the Creator. So in order to feel this mutual heart, we need to focus on the center of the ten and be annulled to the ten to raise the greatness of the society, the greatness of the Creator, the greatness of our teacher, and by that we can advance. Ami.
Rabash writes this to us in the social articles, that everyone should have one view, one desire, and therefore and fight together the evil inclination, which is called evil because it is separating between us. When each one comes with annulment and he wants to feel the desires of the friends, and all be aimed towards his goal.
Yeah. The obligation is on us. Do we make these mutual efforts in each and every moment without any stops? We need to be in this mutual effort together. We're building this part and adding another part. In this mutual effort, we are building this mutual Kli where the Creator will come and fill. We need to be as one. Then we can start to develop this feeling, this spiritual feeling, that it's not just us, not our itkalilut, the mingling, but it's with the Creator.
Yes. How do we feel the heart of the ten? And how, well, if I integrate with them, what I need to do is to simply disappear. To disappear and only feel the friends. I do not exist. Only the friends exist. Yonatan.
The inner intention that the friends are speaking, I need to make these efforts. This is already washing over. It's contagious. I need to make these efforts to really be fully there with all of my senses, to be included with it, and really enter that point that the friends are already there. It's all this inclusion, this annulment into ten, that we are really trying to feel this one heart, this one adhesion that goes exactly that point, that we don't have anything on our own, but we get it all from the annulment to the ten. Ami.
We read in the morning an excerpt from Rabash where he writes that we are asking that the Creator will help us because we know that without His help, we cannot do it. So, this common appeal of ours, each one for the ten, when each one holds on to this point where he is turning to the Creator for the sake of the friends, for the sake of the connection, this is our common heart and the power that we give each other.
That's
Leonid, please.
This mutual effort to connect and a lack of success in it is giving us a deficiency that is our mutual kli, because we all want the same thing. So we have this deficiency that is the mutual deficiency, and that is our heart, the heart of the ten. And we are all starting to feel that we have this deficiency for the mutual heart, that we can't fill it. And what is this time to turn to the Creator? It is exactly the time to turn to the Creator, that He will sort out this deficiency for us in the correct way and fill it with light. Rachamim.
Thank you very much, Leonid. It's a very simple matter. When I look at the eyes of the friend, I see inside of his eyes the pupil. This pupil, that's the small rachamim, and I prefer to stay small, and because of it, I will pass it on to the great Eli Livia.
Eli spoke already. Akan? Yeah. Thank you, friends. Our whole work is to make this one mutual prayer. In order for us to have this one prayer, we need to be with the friends and make the maximum effort with the friends, with the ten, to give the importance to the path, to the goal. We need to have this mutual effort, and we'll get there. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, PT18. What an integration. What warmth. Truly, we can feel how the friends are putting their heart in, throwing away their pride, and they truly want to achieve spirituality, not for themselves, but for the friends, praying that this work will be, well, the way that Rav is aiming us to implement it. So let's maybe hear a few impressions on the groups. Are you ready, friends? So let's start. Ranana.
Hello, friends. It's another opportunity. And we know that we are working correctly with all of the challenges. L'chaim, friends.
L'chaim. A little bird tweeted to me, I mean, we speak about the heart, we have the Latin heart, and we have Spanish translation. I saw one of the rooms there in the Latin Kli, they were having a very deep workshop. So let's hear the Latin Kli Corazón, please. Por favor, amigos.
Si decíamos que no hay luz.
Yes, what we said is there is no light without a Kli. That's why the Kli needs to go through this adaptation to get to the will to receive in order to bestow. So that we'll come out of the will to receive in order to receive. So that we will find all of the flaws, all of our deficiencies that are not allowing us to get to the connection, the pride, the that's really flaws that can be as merits that we want to connect. That we will really be able to rise above reason and get this faith that is so lacking for us, and by that we can continue and we won't let it go.
Friends, we have Florida now. Let's hear Florida also. Come on, friends.
So nice to see, to sit with all the friends here. Speaking English with Arganat from Kazakhstan and other people from all over the world. To sit with the America, it's early in the morning, and it's so nice to be now in a sadhana, and we are doing it together in a workshop, feeling each other, and we are full of gratitude, full of gratitude.
Ken, חברים.
Yes, friends, so we have a very important reminder that we could really feel the Congress within this lesson. And as we're accustomed to in Congresses, we will conclude with a song. And Rav reminded us the importance of singing. So let's listen to what he said in the lesson. Excerpt number 5 from the lesson. I want to say that you've noticed that I'm participating in the singing that we have between the lessons. And in general, if there's such a place for connection, it is that place for inclusion. It doesn't matter if I don't understand what's written there. It might be written in Italian, in English. It doesn't bother me. I am together with the friends in one action. And whether I want it or not, doesn't matter. It is an opportunity for me to exert my effort for the connection between us. And this is a very strong action. And by these connections that we can do between us in the lessons, we can attain a lot more than the lesson itself. Do you hear me? By participating in the songs between the lessons, we can attain more spirituality than in the lesson itself. That's why I recommend to each and everyone, we need to see each other with these impressions in singing together. We don't have so many opportunities to be together, to be in this action of all of us together here and now. We need to be here. So please, let's not miss this opportunity. Let's move on to the song.
Quante volte ho tentato di vivere in un mondo che voleva solo di vivere, con la speranza che qualcosa di vero si nascondesse dentro questa realtà. Così alla stregua di un vagabondo ho incominciato a cercare nel mondo, in che mi son trovato qui con voi, il vegano più bello che ho. Leman achai vereai, leman achai vereai, leman achai achai vereai, Adam ala shalom bach. Leman achai vereai, leman achai vereai, leman achai achai vereai, Adam ala shalom bach. Costruiremo tutti insieme un grande cuore, in grado solo di donare un grande amore. Insieme progetteremo, mai più lasciarci vorremo. Brindiamo a questa nuova umanità. Insieme scopriremo il giorno dove l'amore è la costante del mondo. Pure dimora qui perché è in quell'amico che cammina con te. Leman achai vereai, leman achai achai vereai, Adam ala shalom bach. Leman achai vereai, leman achai vereai, leman achai achai vereai, Adam ala shalom bach. La sola anima che esisterà, la nostra unione porta alla condizione che sveglierà tutta l'umanità. Le malachai vereai, le malachai vereai, le malachai achai vereai, Adam ala shalom ba. Le malachai vereai, Shalom Bach.